Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Everyone, is everyone all right this morning? We're all here looking alive and well. I had a really nice walk this morning. I live just down the road, literally like 5-10 minute walk. It was 10 minutes today because it was so icy, so I was being really careful. And it was just such a lovely walk this morning, just like frosty and cold, but not raining. And I just love spending that little 10 minutes with God, just listening to him. And this morning when I was walking here, I just felt like I was listening to some worship music, and I just felt that kind of like fresh, like gratitude, I suppose. I was thinking about how, you know, I was saved and how God took me out of a really difficult place and how that journey from then to now kind of happened. And I was thinking about how it was like a series of words and promises from God that he gave to me and that kind of grew and on the inside just transformed me and brought me to a new place. And I suppose that's really kind of what I'm talking about this morning, really, promises and words from God and how that transforms us on the inside and how we can nurture those promises and those words. So, I'm just going to, it's classic Christmas scripture this morning, Luke 1. So if you guys want to turn there, I'm reading from the Truth Version. What will come up on the screen will be a little bit different. So it's Luke 1, 26 to 38. Okay. When Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months, God sent his angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. There he appeared to a virgin named Mary, who was to be married to a descendant of David called Joseph. "Greetings," he said to her. "You are favored by God, and he is with you." These words disturbed Mary greatly, for she could not understand what they meant. But the angel assured her, "There is no need to fear, Mary, for God is pleased with you. You are to become pregnant and will give birth to a son who you are to call Jesus. He will be great and will become known as the Son of the Most High God, who will place him on the throne of his ancestor David. His reign over Israel will be eternal and his kingdom will never end." "How could such a thing happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I'm still a virgin." And he replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the child you bear will be holy and called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant, despite her age and her former inability to bear children, for nothing is impossible for God." And Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said." Then the angel left her. So I was thinking about how God chose to bring Jesus into the world through the process of pregnancy and birth. There was a conception that happened, and I believe when Mary believed and accepted the word, that's when that conception happened. In verse 38, right at the end there, it says, "I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said." There was that moment of submission. She believed and she accepted it. So the account in Luke, it tells us the story of how Jesus came to be conceived and later his birth. But I believe that there is something else in there for us, and that actually it's like a spiritual process is revealed for us in how we receive the word of God. The process of accepting the word of God and agreeing with the word of God, nurturing the word of God in us, and then birthing something of that word into the world. So over and above all of that is the surrendering to God and surrendering to the process that he wants to do in you. Because pregnancy, for a woman, pregnancy is basically you're surrendering your body to a process. And that process is going to, you know, it's going to bring and result in a birth. And so spiritually, it's the same. So we need to engage in the same process spiritually when we receive a word or a promise from God. We receive the word and surrender to God and the process to see that word come to fruition. So in Psalm 139, verse 13, if you want to turn there for a sec. Psalm 139, Have we got it up on the screen? Just bear with me for a minute. Psalm 139:13. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. And you know, obviously, that speaks about the physical aspect of how God knits us together in our mother's womb. But thinking of it in that spiritual aspect of that word, the word of God that is Jesus, Jesus is the word of God. When that word is received and we accept it and we receive it in faith, something happens on the inside of us, that conception happens, and that God himself forms that word in us, that specific word, that specific promise is formed in a way that is so particular to us and to our life and to who we are. And God knows the outcome, and he is the one that forms it so that the specific outcome and outworking of that word will be revealed through us. Thank you, Lord. So God wants to give us a word like a seed. And as we accept that word in faith, it implants or takes root in us. Then the process begins of transformation. And it always happens on the inside before it happens on the outside. There's always something, you know, I don't know about you guys, but when you receive that word in faith, whatever that may be, a promise in that desperate time of need, when you hear that word from God and you accept it and you just know that that word is from God, something happens, a transformation on the inside, and you carry it. And sometimes it's only you that knows that you've had that word spoken to you. Sometimes it's not right to share that word with other people. Sometimes the Lord wants you to just carry that word and nurture it in the quiet place and just allow that thing to grow, allow it to just stir up in you. Because sometimes if you share that too early, and it really is a leading of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes if you share that word too early, it's like it can be robbed in a way. The enemy can kind of like rob something from you in that. So that's something that I know I had to learn when I first got saved, and the Lord just started really speaking to me, and he was giving me all these words and all these promises, and I was so excited about it. But I guess because of that lack of maturity, I wanted to share it. So I'd pick up the phone to my mum and I'd just tell her constantly, you know, the Lord would give me a word and I'd pick up the phone and say, "Mum, God's just spoken to me. He said this." And, you know, that's great. It's excitement and stuff. But there came a point when the Lord said to me, "No, I don't want you to pick that phone up. This is between me and you. This is something I want to do in you. I don't want you to just pick the phone up and just pass it out to somebody else." Or sometimes we want to impart something that God's given to us, but sometimes it's too soon. Sometimes that you can rob somebody else actually as well. If God's given you a word, sometimes for somebody else, sometimes God wants to reveal more about that to you. He wants you to pray over that word for that person rather than just give it straight to them. Sometimes, you know, he wants to work something in you first before you actually impart that to other people. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, so the moment we accept Jesus and we give our lives to him and invite the Holy Spirit to fill us, we become the perfect carrier of God's words and promises. The conditions become perfect and right for us to accept and receive the seed of his word and to see it grow. The word says that as believers, we're filled with light and rivers of living water flow out of us. And we all know that for a seed to grow, it needs light, it needs water. And that's what's going on as believers in us. We are filled with light. There is rivers of living water. We have become the perfect vessel for the word of God to grow and to flourish in us and for something really amazing to be birthed out of our lives. So if we're surrendered to God and the process, then the conditions are perfect. And as his servants, we can carry and birth his promises. So the key thing really was Mary's response, I believe, in this process. Mary's response in Luke 1:38. When she said, "I am the Lord's servant. so I submit willingly to what you have said. That was so key, her response to what God said to her, her response to that message from God. She didn't say, oh, I'm going to have to go away and, you know, think about this, or I'm not really sure, you know. And obviously she had reservations, you know, there was questions in her mind. It wasn't going to be an easy journey for her, but her response was that of faith and of surrender to God. It was, I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said. Mary was agreeing to carry and birth a promise. And at Christmas, we celebrate the birth of that promise that was later fulfilled at the cross. So the first word that any of us receive really is that word of salvation, right at the beginning of our journey with God. That first word, that first seed that the Lord wants us to receive is the seed of salvation, that he wants us to know him. He wants us to come into relationship with him. He wants us to accept the truth of the gospel, that Jesus came and he died for us so that we could be free, so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be cleansed, and so that we could just walk in total freedom and victory in our lives. And then every word after that is a word of transformation. There's never a wasted word that God speaks to us. Every word that God speaks to us is a seed of transformation that he wants us to nurture and for it to become something in our lives and in other people's lives around us. And it changes how we walk with him. That's the purpose. He wants us to walk in freedom, and he wants us to walk in the full salvation that he has for us. So the question I have for myself and for everyone else is, are we willing to surrender? Are we willing to fully surrender to the process? Are we willing to hear the word of the Lord and to believe it and to accept it, whatever that is for each one of us today, whatever season we're in at the moment in our lives? He wants to speak promises and words to us that he has been holding ready since the beginning of time. He has specially assigned moments and seasons that he wants us to step into. But those moments and those seasons sometimes require a preparation. So are we willing to surrender to him and to the process? Are we willing for him to plant a seed today, to speak a word to us today? Are our ears open to him and our hearts open to him? So maybe you're carrying a promise and the process is wearying you a little bit. Maybe you were given a promise a long time ago, and actually the process of that has been a lot longer than you thought it was going to be. Or actually maybe the outworking of that promise has been totally different to what you thought it was going to be. Maybe you need like a fresh surrender to the process today. Maybe you need to step into a fresh surrender today. Before the angel gave the word to Mary, he said, you are favored by God and he is with you. And I believe there was a reason why he said that before he gave the word, because he wants as a foundation for each one of us in our lives with him to know that we are favored by him. He wants us to know that we are the perfect carriers of that word, and that he's pleased with us and he's smiling at us. You know, he wants us to begin right at the beginning of our walk with him, knowing that. So it hasn't been like a long word, but I felt like this morning, I just really wanted us to respond, because I think it's not about what I'm saying. It's actually about what God's saying to you this morning, because I believe it's like a personal thing for each one of us this morning to ask the Lord, what is he saying to us individually? Every single one of us here who are believers, who have received Jesus and the Holy Spirit, have the ability to hear God and to receive something from God today. And that's what I've been praying over this morning, that each and every person here would hear a fresh word from God or an encouragement from God, and that we would all step into a fresh surrender for, you know, this new year, it's a Christmas, it's the Christmas season, but then comes the new year. And always at new year, I'm not one to do New Year's resolutions. I don't really like New Year's resolutions, but there's something fresh about stepping into a new year. And I feel like I want us all to step into a new year with something fresh from God, with a fresh surrender and with a fresh promise, or with a fresh kind of encouragement to walk in a promise that's already been given. So could I have the worship guys up, please? We're just going to... What's the time? So the main part of this morning isn't what I've just said, actually. It's what God wants to do. So we're just going to spend some time worshipping God. But just as we get, if you guys just want to stand, just as we get into that kind of flow of worship, I just wanted us to just deal with one thing first. And I felt that the Lord was saying that there's some obstacles that need to be removed in people's lives. And they're like, I don't know if maybe there's some people here and you feel like, I'm really struggling to hear from God at the moment. I'm really struggling to know what he's saying to me. I feel dry. I feel like, you know, things aren't flowing in my life. And I felt like the Lord was saying that there's, for some people, there's some obstacles that are in the way. And one of those obstacles is pride. One of those obstacles is resentment. And there was offense and bitterness. And when we're carrying those things, it's not because God says, I'm not going to speak to that person anymore because they're carrying this or that. It's not God's choice. Actually, when we choose to carry those things in our hearts, then we're making the choice not to hear God anymore. So I'm not sure that any of us actually willingly really carry those things. I think sometimes we carry those things, or we hold on to those things without really realizing we're doing it. And the enemy's quite sneaky, and he kind of tries to just come in under the radar and just drip in a little bit of resentment here or a little bit of unforgiveness there. And it's like poison, you know. And I think God sees our hearts. He sees our willingness and our desire to know him more. He knows the desire of your heart. He knows that you don't want to hold on to things that are going to poison your walk with him. But sometimes, you know, we've just got to take hold of the situation that's there in front of us and say, okay, I'm going to deal with this right now. And I'm going to move this out of the way because I want to go deeper with God. And I want to hear God. And I want to see God moving and working in my life. So let's just pray for a minute. Let's just ask the Lord if there is anything of that going on in you this morning. Just ask the Lord quietly, Lord, is there anything that I'm holding on to that is preventing me from hearing what you want to speak into my life? Is there anything that's going on inside me spiritually that is making it actually not a habitable place, Lord, for your promises to grow and your word to grow? Just open your heart to him. Lay down any pride or any sense of kind of hard-heartedness for whatever reason. Just surrender to him right now. Thank you, Jesus. And anything that the Lord shows you can be dealt with actually in an instant. It doesn't have to be a long process. I just felt him saying, they just need to be moved out the way. They just need to be moved out the way because they don't belong in you. They're not part of who you are anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you right now for every surrendered heart in this place. I thank you, Lord, for every open heart here in this place. Lord, I just thank you for the removing of every obstacle for your will to be done. I thank you, Lord, for the removing of bitterness in people's hearts. We just tear up every root of bitterness now in Jesus' name. We just come against pride now in the name of Jesus. We just come against anything that rises itself up in people over the word of God. Anything of the enemy that tries to speak words of pride and speak words of exalting yourself, we just command those things to leave now in the name of Jesus. There'll be nothing in this place today left that exalts itself over the name of Jesus. Every high, lofty thing that the enemy has built in your life is torn down now in the name of Jesus. Let there be nothing left. In every heart in this place, there is nothing left that exalts itself over Jesus. Open hearts, open lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now we just come against offense in the name of Jesus, where the enemy has sought to sow disunity between you and another person, or where the enemy has fed you lies, actually, about other people, and you've taken hold of those lies, and they've built a wall between you and the body of Christ, actually. He wants you to be joined. He wants you to be perfectly joined and working in unity with the body of Christ, with the body here. So right now in Jesus' name, we remove every obstacle of offense that has got in the way of people moving forward with God. And you in your heart, if you know that that is something that the enemy has sought to do in you, I just want you to let go of that, actually. I want you to just ask in your heart, ask the Lord to forgive you for taking offense, and just let go. Just let go of that offense. You just let go of that offense. Even if what the other person did was wrong, entrust that wrong thing into the hands of the Lord, that he will bring justice in that situation. But you just let go. Let go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe your word today is to receive Jesus for the first time, to surrender your life to him for the first time. Thank you, Jesus. If you openly declare that Jesus is the Lord and have heart conviction that God raised him from the dead, you will certainly be saved. That is your word. That is the word of salvation to you this morning. If that's your word today, and if that's what's going on in you today, then please come and speak to somebody after the service. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you want to lead us into a new place with you. Thank you, Lord, that as we open our hearts up to you, Lord, you fill us. You never leave anything void. You just want to fill us with life. You want to fill us with life and your fullness. I thank you, Lord, as well for every journey that is about to happen in every life here. Like that journey I was talking about from the moment that I gave my life to Jesus. And every moment and every word and every promise since then that has brought me to this place today. And every word and every promise that will take me into the future and into everything that you have. And I just thank you, Lord, that you have a journey for every single one of us here. And right now in this place, that journey is not finished. But we can thank you, Lord, and give you glory for what you have done already in each life here. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for every journey, every precious word and promise that has been spoken. Thank you, Jesus. So just let the worship rise up from your hearts. I just feel like we need to really just worship him and connect with him now with those open hearts, those surrendered hearts. Let's worship him. Let's praise him for what he has done and what he is going to do, because he's not finished. He's not finished with any one of us. And it's said in the word, nothing is impossible for God. And I want us all to receive that this morning. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing that he speaks to you is impossible. Nothing that is in his will is impossible. And it may seem right now that it's impossible, but it's not. There's a process. He will take you to that thing. It is not impossible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.